Harvey is still a tropical storm, packing winds of 40 miles per hour, making a slow and steady path through southeast Texas. Flooding remains a huge problem and could worsen with additional rainfall of 15 to 25 inches anticipated through Friday over the upper Texas coast as well as southeastern Louisiana. This from the National Hurricane Center. The Hurricane Center reports that isolated storm totals may reach 50 inches, 5-0, over the upper Texas coast, including the Houston-Galveston metro area, where about 2 feet of rain has already fallen. Officials released more water from Houston area reservoirs overwhelmed by Harvey early today in a move aimed at protecting the city's downtown from devastating floods that could still endanger thousands of homes. As the nation's fourth largest city, with a metro population of 6.6 million people, braces for more rain. Officials in Houston's southwestern suburbs have issued widespread mandatory evacuation orders. So Jeff Palermo, news director for the Louisiana Radio Network, certainly we're not going to get away unscathed. We won't have it as bad as the folks in Houston, but this remains a treacherous situation for Louisiana.
Yes, yeah, certainly, and we're waiting on the 10 o'clock update from the National Hurricane Center, but as of 7 a.m., based on the forecast track that the National Hurricane Center projected, they have this storm moving back out into the Gulf and kind of looping through, remaining as a tropical storm, but you never know in these situations, but making a second landfall very close to the Texas-Louisiana border. Also, it would have Louisiana on the wet side of it, so we're looking at a lot more rain, and this thing is just not moving very fast. Based on the projections, once it starts moving, it's going to move like most storms we're accustomed to, but this is still going to be an issue at least through Thursday, maybe even Friday as well.
And LSU is scheduled to open its season Saturday in Houston against BYU, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
No, that's according to Athletic Director Joe Oliva, who said last night that it doesn't look good. Now, LSU is not in charge of the game. ESPN is, along with the folks that at NRG that hosted the NRG Stadium, which is where the game was scheduled to be played. So they're looking at alternative sites at this point, Jim, and obviously the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is one of them, but you also have to be worried about flooding in New Orleans, and I don't think they want to say, let's say tonight or tomorrow they decide to play the game in New Orleans, and then all of a sudden, Wednesday, Thursday, we're looking at a lot of flooding in New Orleans.
And the Saints play there Thursday night, I think.
Yeah, the Dome says they could turn it around. I mean, they've done that before where they've played bowl games on a Saturday and turned the stadium around for an NFL game the next day. So they would be able to do that. So other alternative sites are being looked at this point, and we've heard Orlando, we've heard Nashville. So considering it's ESPN and they have a connection with Orlando, that might be where they're leaning towards right now.
On Saturday or Sunday?
Well, they can't play on Sunday. BYU, because of the faith, the Church of the Latter-day Saints, they do not play any athletic events on Sunday. Whenever their basketball team is in a tournament, they're always playing the Thursday, Saturday. Same with baseball this year. They moved their regional up because they couldn't play on Sunday. So Saturday would be the day. Could they play on Monday? Certainly they could, but I don't think either school wants to do that considering they have a game that following Saturday, even though LSU's opponent that next Saturday is Chattanooga, a team that they shouldn't really fear, obviously.
Well, yeah, what about all these people who bought tickets to go to Houston, have hotel rooms? It's kind of hard to convert that to a game in Orlando, Florida.
Now, that's why Mercedes-Benz Superdome makes the most sense if they feel like the weather's not going to impact it. And that way, I think you'd want, if you're the game organizers here, I think you still want a game where there's actually people in the stands. Now, there is a good, obviously, alumni base in Florida for LSU, and I'm sure LSU will bring a few thousand people there. But let's face it, Jim, we've had a couple of years ago, we had a game that was relocated from South Carolina to Tiger Stadium, and there was maybe 40. The game was played here in Baton Rouge, and it was far from being a sold-out crowd.
It was a disappointment.
It was a disappointing crowd, and so if you move it to Orlando, Labor Day weekend, a lot of fans already have plans. If they weren't going to the game, they have plans already. you're going to have very few people in that in the stadium. And I don't. To me, it makes the most sense to have it in New Orleans, and I think the city can handle a few inches of rain. I don't. Based on what we're seeing right now, we're not expecting a huge rain event in New Orleans.
This will be the fourth time in, what, 3 years that LSU's had a game affected by weather. They lost the McNeese game a few years ago, the opening game.
Mm-hmm.
Lost the South Carolina game at Columbia, had to be played here. And then last year, the Florida game at Gainesville ended up being played here. And now there's this, the game September 2nd, Saturday, in Houston, right now remains as scheduled. But that seems to be a totally unlikely proposition. A listener asks about Tiger Stadium. Is that a possibility?
I think the game organizers are, again, LSU does not have control. They're trying to stay away from an on-campus venue. I think they want this game was set to be a neutral contest. Not to say that Mercedes-Benz Superdome wouldn't be a neutral contest, but let's face it, even with the game in Houston, it was still going to be a pro-LSU crowd. Yeah, maybe LSU, if the game's played in New Orleans, maybe LSU can say, well, we'll play a game in Provo, Utah, where BYU is located. We could play a game there in 2027 or something like that. They can maybe return the trip if LSU wants to work with them, which I presume they do. So they could do. I mean, there's things that they can do. I think I don't really have a bone in it. I'm not going to the game one way or the other. But I think it makes most sense to put in New Orleans. You at least have a crowd there. You have the fans there. Probably BYU fans that were planning on going to Houston. Maybe the airlines will work with you. Get that ticket to go to New Orleans. I think that would – and New Orleans can handle it. Let's face it.
All right. Well, BYU's already played a game.
Yeah.
They won over the weekend.
20-6 over Portland State.
Yeah,
not very impressive.
Lackluster game. They're not a very good team, so LSU probably wants to play. But a listener asked about rescheduling the game later in the season.
Yeah.
You got three factors. You got the LSU schedule, the BYU schedule, and the Houston schedule.
Right.
And I don't know that.
LSU and BYU do not have a common open date, which is what. We ran into this issue last year with LSU in Florida.
Yes, September 23rd is the open date for BYU.
And LSU plays Syracuse that game.
So that would not work.
Right.
And then if you jam it later in the season, it could affect the SEC championship game, which, of course, LSU desires to be.
Right. And LSU is not going to play a game before Alabama, so that's out of the question. That was another thing we learned in the whole Florida situation. So it's the game. I'm fairly confident a game will be played Saturday. Where that will happen, I don't know. Hopefully a decision is made. To me, it's got to be made no later than this time tomorrow, in my opinion. If you want to try to at least get fans there, especially if you're considering playing the game in either Orlando or Nashville.
Bizarre happenings seem to follow LSU football. I remember years ago the magazine Inside Sport called it Twilight Zone on the Bayou, and here we go again. But right now football is secondary to what's happening in Texas, and as you say, it's going to get worse for Louisiana, and the worst possible scenario is a possibility, and that's for the storm to go out in the Gulf and come back in. That could be a treacherous situation, particularly for the Southwest Louisiana corridor.
Yes, and Southwest Louisiana has already seen a few tornadoes. They saw one yesterday. They've had some tornado warnings. They can get up to 20, 25 inches of rain in Cameron Parish, Calcasieu. So it's a... Yeah, as Governor Edwards said yesterday, we're not out of the woods yet, and that's a very accurate statement just because of the nature of the storm and how slow-moving it is. And I know you're good with anniversaries, Jim, but tomorrow is the 12-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. So we're embarking.
29th, right?
29th. Yeah, that's right, 29th.
Yeah, that's right.
So today's the 28th. I was looking here at the 28th.
You're right.
So 29th. So, I know here in the newsroom we're going to be doing parallels between Katrina and what we're seeing here with Harvey and what's happening in Houston right now.
Well, And lastly, we were going to talk more about it, but Saturday in Las Vegas, Floyd Mayweather, the best fighter of his generation, won a super welterweight bout against a guy who'd never fought a professional boxing match, Conor McGregor, an Ultimate Fighting champion. 10th round TKO, $300 million going to Mr. Mayweather. At least that's the estimate. You saw the fight, Jeff. Did you like it?
I liked it. I'm not a big boxing fan. I do not like MMA. So I can't, but I mean, everybody was watching it, so I had to watch it, right?
Everybody was watching. Yeah.
So I watched it, and I thought it was compelling, and that Conor McGregor started off so well, and then Floyd Mayweather, as the very smart fighter that he is, kind of waited him out and then took over the bout in the middle rounds and eventually got the TKO in the 10th round.
Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.